questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, where welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speaker for today's discussion, Dr. Hojatul Islam Karimi from the Islamic Seminary of Qom. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, the main question for today's episode of the program Question and Islamic Beliefs is regarding the Holy Quran. We know the most outstanding miracle of Prophet Muhammad and the religion of Islam, the text of the Holy Quran, which is the book, is considered the book of the guidance for the people, and the Muslims are benefiting from it for the guidance that they took from the Holy Quran in their life. Now, the question is the Holy Quran and the text of the Holy Quran enough for a Muslim to be guided into the right path and to the right path of the religion of Islam or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the early Islam, after the demise of the Prophet, we had a group of Muslims who claimed that Hasbuna Kitab Allah, the Book of God, that is the Quran, is enough for us, meaning that we do not need the narrations of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. And that is why we have the event of the ban for writing down the narrations of the Prophet, of course, for Sunnis, and of course, Shia began to write down the narrations. They did not pay that much attention to this ban. But anyway, later, after about 100 years, they also came to know that this is not a good way, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz removed this ban and the rest of the story. And in our time too, we have some movements. For example, we have Quranism, Quranists who claim that again, Quran is enough for us. We need to reject all the narrations. We are not in need of the narrations. So first of all, let's go to the Quran and ask the Quran whether Quran is enough or we are in need of the narrations too. According to the Noble Book of Quran, one of the duties of the Prophet is to explain the verses of the Quran. Definitely. Now, here there is a kind of dilemma. Does it mean that we are not able to understand the Quran? No, we do not claim that. Any person, when they take the Quran, the Noble Book of Quran, and they recite the verses, they can have a kind of understanding of the verses. But the point is that in some cases, especially in mutashabahat, the ambiguous verses, we are in need of the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet, the Infallibles, to explain the verses. And for muhkamat, for the clear verses, for more profound understanding, we are in need of the Infallibles. In chapter Ali Imran, verse 164, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has favored the faithful people when He raised up among them a prophet, yatlu alayhim ayatih. One of the duties of this prophet, that is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, is to recite the Quran, to purify them, and yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah. This is the Noble Book of Quran, to teach them the book and wisdom. Now, those people who claim that Quran is enough for us, the same Quran is telling us that it is one of the duties of the prophet is to teach you the Quran, which refer to the fact that for understanding the Quran properly and with all the deeper layers of the yes. meanings, you are in need of the Prophet.
Okay.
So the Holy Prophet was not just a postman, just to come to us and give us this, book and just then go. No, one of his duties, as I mentioned, is to let us know about the real and profound meanings of the verses of the Noble Book of Quran. And according to the same Quran, the Holy Prophet is a role model for us. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا.
That's right.
And also, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We did not send any prophet but to be obeyed by Allah's leave.
Okay.
And according again to the Noble Book of Quran, to follow the Prophet That's means right. to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and okay. we need to obey the Prophet and his sayings. And
That's right.
the same Quran says that مَا يَنْتُقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever mm-hmm. the Holy Prophet is telling you, it is a kind of revelation, meaning that it is free from any kind of mistake.
That's right. Okay.
So,
all in all, we could say that The Quran, since it is a miracle, it is deep layered, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's need its own commentators, interpreters, exegesis of the Holy Quran, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the superficial look at the ayahs of the Holy Quran might be very much useful, but if you want to get into, as they say, 70 batn or the layers, deep layers of the Holy Quran and the ayat of the Quran, for sure, you need a kind of high knowledge, supreme knowledge.
Yeah. So my first point was that the Noble Book of Quran itself says that we have revealed this book so that the Prophet do tabyin, explanation of the verses.
Yes.
Which is a kind of, for mutashabahat, which is a kind of interpretation of the Quran, and for muhkamat is a kind of going to deeper layers of the meanings.
Okay.
So those people who claim that the Noble Book of Quran is enough for us, they are rejecting the same Quran, because the same Quran is asking the Muslims to refer to the Prophet for proper understanding of the verses.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But now the question is again this: why the Holy Quran was not revealed in a way that does not need any interpreter or exeget? I mean, couldn't it be, for example, since it is called Kitab al-Mubin too, isn't it? Yeah. Mubin means easy to understand, isn't it? So from one side we have such explanation about the Holy Quran, but from the other side we say it's need exeget. Why?
That's a very good question. There are a couple of points here. We are talking about a book and a divine book. Why we believe that we are in need of the infallibles as the interpreters of the Quran? One point is the fact that we have sublime teachings, but the words are limited. And this is a reality. The Quran has brought the main teachings which are needed for the guidance of the human beings, but the Quran is in need of the words that we human beings use, and they are very limited. So a book, even sublime book like the Quran, needs to use the same words. Quran is limited to the same words, and these words are not able to convey all the messages. So for some cases, we are in need of the interpreters, I mean the infallibles, to come and explain the verses. So, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Noble Book of Quran talks about some realities about revelation, about the Day of Judgment, about Arsh, the throne, about Kursi, and so on and so forth. So all these sublime teachings are put into limited words that we have. So it's not a shortcoming for the Noble Book of Quran. It is because of the fact that the words are limited. Now, this limit is removed by the interpretation of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The other point is that, as I mentioned, the Quran is a Kitabun Mubin and is a book of guidance. But we have so many Quranic and Islamic and religious teachings that if the Quran wanted to cover all of them, then we had, hundreds volumes of the Noble Book of Quran. So, for example, the Noble Book of Quran talks about the fact that the Muslims need to say 5 daily prayers. But if the Quran wanted to refer to all the details of 5 daily prayers, maybe 2-3 volumes should be added only for just one responsibility, that is the prayer. So the explanations of the verses come through the narrations of the infallibles.
That's
the
right.
Same is true about Hajj, about fasting. This is only about Islamic and religious laws.
Okay.
Let's go about the Islamic plan for life in terms of politics, for example.
Yes.
The Quran refers to some principles.
That's right.
And then through the narrations, we are able to understand the complete version of, for example, Islamic type of government.
That's right.
And so on and so forth.
That's right.
So the main responsibility, if we may put it this way, of the Noble Book of Quran is just to refer to fundamental points and instructions which are needed for the guidance of the human beings. The interpretations come through the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam.
And you know, it's really difficult because since we as ordinary Muslims, you know, read out the text of the Holy Quran to benefit spiritually from that. But when you go to an alim who is a mufassir of the Holy Quran or his book, you know, now the deep layers are disclosed for you and definitely. You go, wow, what is my understanding of the text of the Holy Quran? What is an alim? And now compare it to an imam. For example, imam asks, may Allah hasten his reappearance, comes and reappears and give us the true interpretations of the verses and the ayahs of the Holy Quran. What about that time?
Yeah, you know? That's a very good point. And with your point, let me refer to whether we need today's interpreters of the Noble Book of Quran or not. Yes, we do, because of the fact that, first of all, these interpreters of these mufassirin, the scholars of interpretation, they go through the narrations to give us, the understanding of the Quran. They are not just giving their personal understanding of the Quran. And second of all, we have a gap of time between us and the time of the revelation. So we are in need of some scholars because when it comes to some words, some Arabic words, which are in the Noble Book of Quran, they are not that much common in Arabic language nowadays.
That's right.
There is a kind of this difference between the spoken Arabic language today and the Arabic language of the Quran. We have some differences.
Okay.
So this gap also requires some scholars to come and explain the words based on the books which were written, few decades after the revelation of the Noble Book of Quran. So when we put together all these points, we come to this conclusion that the Noble Book of Quran is a book of guidance. Mm-hmm. Whoever takes the Noble Book of Quran, he cannot say that I have no idea what this book is all about. Yes. I cannot understand anything. No, this is again, because unfortunately we have had some minorities among Muslims who claim that without narrations we have no idea of what Quran is all about. No, this is absolutely rejected.
It is easy to understand, you know.
Yeah, whoever takes the Noble Book of Quran and recites, he come to a kind of understanding of the Noble Book of Quran. But is it the comprehensive understanding
the
of
ultimate,
the Quran?
Understanding.
The Quran says that for a kind of comprehensive understanding, you are in need of the Prophet, you are in need of the infallibles to come on and explain the deeper layers of the meanings.
And I think this is another miracle of the Holy Quran, that everybody from different classes, different types of knowledge, you know, refers to the Holy Quran, understand this. You know, if even for example, the most illiterate people who only knows can read out the Arabic text, referring to the got some lessons, the most high outstanding scholars and ulama, for example, like Allama Tabatabai, Al-Mizan Aziz of the Holy Quran, refers to that, and then deep layers are disclosed.
And what confirmed your point is that no interpreter of the Quran has ever claimed that this interpretation of mine
is the most complete
one. Even Allama Tabatabai has not claimed that. We cannot claim that Al-Mizan is the most complete one. The way and the door is open for contemporary scholars and future scholars to come and explain more the verses based on their new findings.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the text of the Holy Quran, the book of guidance for the Muslims, and what is the need to the exeges or the interpreters of the Holy Quran, how they can help us in order to more understand the text and the layers of the Holy Quran. It was very kind of you, and thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Islam page. Another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة
أنت من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن